Now we have our second feature, written by Stephen Crocker, the CEO of Norwich Theatre Royal. From a point of theatre, he says, the coronation was a splendid British spectacle. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.
Vivat creativity. In the weeks before the coronation, I listened with interest to the debate around the legitimacy and appropriateness of such a ceremony in 2023 and the other deeper debates around our history and constitution, which inevitably also surfaced. It made me think deeply, and I learned a lot. Where I got to was seeing a range of viewpoints in this universal issue of reconciling the past with the present and looking to the future. That said, I simply feel grateful for a country and a society in which this healthy debate can take place. In the future, whether president or monarch, election or coronation, appointed or anointed, long may that principle of free thought and speech reign over us before anything or anyone else. That is my first takeaway. On Saturday, I purposefully sat down to watch the coronation, not because I particularly endorse monarchy, but out of simple, creative curiosity at how you pull off such a national theatrical spectacle. I likened this to two things. Often in my life, I will watch a heavily hyped new production of a classical play, opera or ballet that I actually feel ambivalent about, but go to experience the spectacle and the creative ideas that may, or may not, make something old feel new. I want to watch to see if amazing creatives might make me learn more and look differently. I also had a handful of good friends involved in contributing to this event, some performing roles live on the day, and so it was similar to special performances I've previously attended for them, but with the benefit of sitting on my sofa wearing loungewear and having a handy pause button for snack breaks. As it all concluded, I confess I felt conflicted. I had moments of absolute pride, but also moments of discomfort. I could see why a constitutional monarchy provides stability, but also couldn't ignore my empathy with those for whom it is an enduring emblem of social division. Watching the coverage helped me learn and reflect more and be better informed to contribute to ongoing free debate and discussion. I value my experience of watching the coronation for that. This said, I had absolutely no doubt about the incredible creativity, ingenuity, talent and hard work that resulted in what was ostensibly a piece of epic, site-specific promenade theatre like no other I've ever seen. I was inspired by the dramaturgy, the choreography, musicality and poetry. That a major national event clustered such talent to deliver something of that quality is simply awe-inspiring. The awe that I felt actually transcends whether it was for a king or a president. It was a piece of national theatre showcasing our country's world-leading creativity. That's my second takeaway. People often come to talk to me after seeing shows at our venues, and I love that. My mantra is, I don't mind if you love it or hate it, but please have a view. And when people share that view, it's brilliant. I say this here because some of the most fascinating chats are when audience members find themselves in a similar position to me on Saturday. They valued the efforts of the players but weren't sure what they thought about the play. Later on Saturday afternoon, I reached out to those friends who I had either seen on TV or I knew had worked incredibly hard in playing their part. I got this reply from a musician friend who took part. Didn't think I could do it because of an 8-week contract in Europe. I asked, expecting a no, but they said, your country wants the best music and musicians as part of its national celebration. It's your duty to music to do it. This from a country that overthrew its last monarch. That said it all to me. Vivat creativity.